Hello, hello, hello. We're the Changing the Frame podcast. Welcome, welcome. This pilot episode is about us, the co-hosts, and why we decided to start Changing the Frame. My name is Indigo, and my pronouns are she and her. I am a Brazilian film curator and programmer based in Glasgow, and I have done loads of work around our community.
And I am Leo. My pronouns are he, they. I am a Basque journalist and filmmaker, currently finishing up my filmmaking and media arts masters, and really interested in film festival culture and community storytelling. Changing the Frame aims to talk to trans and non-binary people in the film industries. We also aim to release one episode every month, and this is the first season of the podcast, and we're having lots of fun with it. So we hope to continue to develop and expand it further.
This podcast came to be because I was researching the trans new wave for my dissertation at university, and I was trying to find out how trans non-binary folks are changing the ways films are made, and realized there weren't many podcasts that talked about that. So we decided to create it together. But first, I'll talk a little bit about how we met.
Yes, because you had the idea.
Yes.
And you brought it to me.
Exactly. So we first met at SQIFF, so the Scottish Queer International Film Festival, that I was programming some events for, and you wanted a ticket.
Yes, because then I got recommended to go watch a screening in my course.
So I gave you a free ticket to go in.
Yes, very kindly.
Well, I try my best. And then we met next for a screening that I was in the Q&A for... What was the name of that film?
Sedimentos. Yes.
Here in Glasgow as well. And you were in the audience and you were asking loads of questions. And I was like, oh my God, that boy is asking so many questions.
I was so nervous. I was asking the questions as well. Yeah. I was shaking.
You were doing great. I was there trying to answer stuff. And I was like, oh my God, I don't know anything.
You were doing fantastic.
Well, I hope so. And then we met
at, actually spoke for the first time.
At the trans...
Yes. Small trans dinner and movie, which is something that the Small Trans Library in Glasgow hosts every week, where trans people are invited to have dinner and watch a movie together.
And it's all free.
All definitely for free.
Yeah.
Very good vibes.
Yeah, so then I talked to you then, got your number, and then we met up for coffee, and I talked about this idea, and you were... up for it, so,
and here I am still, so
after months
of prep.
Exactly. So this is us. This is how this podcast came to be, and now we're thinking of doing a little speed round to talk about our favorite multimedia stuff. So in terms of favorite book that you've read recently.
Yes.
What would you recommend?
Me?
Yes.
Well, I read The Argonauts by Maggie Nelson, which is a very good memoir book. And it's about the author herself, obviously. But it's also heavily about her trans husband and how they're both going through hormonal and bodily changes when he's starting testosterone and she's getting pregnant with their second baby. It's a very good book. I think it's very important how Maggie portrays motherhood in like ways beyond just cis heterosexual normative ways. And I literally just recommended it to you like 30 minutes ago. So we'll see if Indigo reads it as well. What was your pick?
I picked The Transition Baby, which I haven't finished yet. I've been reading it for months. So The Transition Baby by Tori Peters. It's just a book about these two trans feminine people who broke up as one of them detransitioned, and this person who detransitioned, he got his boss pregnant, and then he contacts back his ex because he knew that she always wanted to have a kid, and he kind of makes this proposition of her also taking care of the baby with them. I'm still halfway through it, so I don't know exactly what happens in the end, but I've been really enjoying it, and it's nice to read some fiction about trans bodies and stuff, and how trans relationships work.
So
it's really good.
Interesting that we both picked something on parenthood as well.
That is true. Yeah, I didn't, but
because I was listening to you and I was like, oh damn.
Yeah, it's all about parenthood.
Yeah,
yeah, I need to have a kid too.
Imperative.
Yeah.
We also picked something that we have both read, which is The Trans Kink Scene by Easter Road Press.
Yeah, I loved it because you bought it and then you gave it to me before you read it.
Yes.
So I read it first.
It's so good.
It was amazing, honestly. It's just great reading like different poetry and seeing different visuals by trans people.
The images were
talking
fantastic.
About trans bodies.
Yeah.
And kink. It was really nice.
Very good. In terms of favorite films.
So right now I've been watching the series Only Murders in the Building. It's not a film, but it's a nice show. And in the second season, Selena Gomez's character kind of gets with Cara Delevingne's character, which is really nice. Mm-hmm. And I've been really enjoying it. It's just a nice comedy
murder mystery
sort of
situation.
Mystery thing, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just really lovely.
Nice.
How about you?
I picked Raw by Julia Ducournau because it's a cannibalistic horror film that also very much explores teenage girls and monstrosity. So this girl goes to university for the first time and she gets hazed. But what happens is that she is a vegetarian and she is studying biology or something like that, or veterinary or something to do with like animals. And in the hazing, she eats meat for the first time, and that like brings something in her, some cannibalistic urge that also awakens her sexuality.
Interesting.
It's a very, very good film. I really recommend it.
I need to watch it.
You really do. You really do. You should. You really should watch it.
Yeah. I'm going to put it on my list. And in terms of a film that we've seen together, After Yang.
By Kogonada, yes.
Yeah, it was a great film. I feel like you have more to talk about
it
than
I do.
It's just stunning and like the pacing is beautiful.
Yeah.
So
I
really
talk about this film forever. I could spend hours talking about it. Maybe
I'll
like start my own podcast and it's just about
go on.
For anybody that doesn't know, it's a very sweet film, a bit dystopian, but not in a very like ridiculous way where sci-fi. And it talks a lot about cyborgs and how they function, but not in a scary dystopian way, is what I was trying to say. It's a more humanistic look at what makes people human and what could make cyborgs human as well. It talks a lot about identity, ethnicity, and race. And it's just very good. There's
a
fantastic
conversation.
I love how
they focus on memories as well.
Yeah, memory and what's
important.
Memory is
a big theme.
To each person.
Yeah.
It's a very good film.
And how robots collect that memory,
yeah.
Which is such a very human thing.
Yeah, I would really recommend. It has Justin H. Min from The Umbrella Academy on it, for anybody that might know about that, but I really liked him. I really liked him on the film. He's very good.
In terms of other multimedia stuff, favorite music recently, I would say a Brazilian song made by this T4T couple.
Nice.
And they're both artists. It's a beautiful song. It's called Um Rock, Um Roubo, Um Love Com Você. We will share all of this on our Instagram as well, so make sure to check those out.
What does the title mean? Will you translate for us?
A rock, theft, and love with you.
Nice.
It's just like,
nice.
I don't know. I'm really bad at translating stuff really quick.
No, I think that's good.
Yeah, it's by Easy's Broken and Aquiline. And Aquiline just had a baby. Well, basically, they had a baby. And it's just lovely to see him on Instagram talking about him and his parenthood. I feel like this whole episode is about parenthood.
It's starting to be,
like,
isn't it?
Yeah. Okay, now you talk about your...
Well, I picked Mujeron by Petaceta and Villano Antillano because I like both artists a lot. Petaceta is Spanish and she is a rapper and she is very queer, which is very important to me because in the Spanish rap scene, everyone talking and singing about women is usually men and it's not very like nice. But getting a queer woman on the scene is so good, and I've really been enjoying her music since. And Villano Antillano, I recently found about. She's a trans Latin American woman, and she did a session with Bizarrap, and I loved it so much. And when they collabed, Villano Antillano and Petaceta, I lost my mind. The song is so good. It's just like a really good party song to like shake your bones to, and I really enjoy it. I think everybody should hear it.
I can agree.
Because yeah. I made you watch the video clip as well.
Yeah, it was really good. And the Bizarrap,
yeah.
Yeah, his session was really good.
It's fantastic. As well. So, so good.
It was really amazing. Good and stuff. In terms of like something that we've listened together, I would say the Blue Water Roads album.
Blue Water.
The Blue Water Roads album by Kehlani is just incredible, and I can't wait to see them in December because they're coming to Glasgow. Yeah, it's just so lovely and healing. And I love how they talk about like relationships as well in this album.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really cute.
The song with Justin Bieber is very good as well.
Yeah, which is surprising.
Yeah, I know. That was shocking for me. That was very shocking, but I liked it a lot. I love
Justin Bieber, but some people have other opinions about him.
I mean, I don't have bad opinions about it. I'm just indifferent, but that song with Kehlani is very, very good. I have to say.
It's a slay.
It's a big slay.
It's a big slay. And then favorite podcast?
Yes.
Do you want to talk about yours first?
I shall. So I picked a fiction that I've been listening to recently. It's called Mirrors, and it's about three women who are in different periods of time, but they're all being haunted by the same thing. There's one of the women is gay and she's married, and there's just like many explorations into like feminism, because obviously one of the women's in the past, one of the women is in the future, and power dynamics with the type of people they work with. It's all told in recordings that they make, so like recording journal types kind of situation, and it transitions really nicely into a sci-fi podcast. It's very good. I would really, really recommend. What about yours?
So my podcast that I've been listening to is called Dolly Parton's America. And I just love Dolly Parton, and it talks about her influences in American culture. My flatmate recommended it to me, and it was just incredible. Nice. It's just nice to hear to like stories and how she sees the world and stuff. And there's loads of interviews with Dolly Parton herself. And recently I listened to this episode where they talked about Jolene, and there's this artist who created a fourth verse for the song in a very homoerotic way, in which Dolly ends up with Jolene, and good. I just thought it was really good. Yeah, and I've been obsessed with Dolly Parton, so Dolly Parton on the way.
Dolly Parton for the win.
Exactly. And in terms of a podcast that we would recommend together.
Guess what?
Changing the Frame.
There's this new podcast coming to you.
Yes. We're very excited about the podcast. We hope you all enjoy it.
Yes.
We have recorded a few episodes already, and we're just so excited to talk to more trans and non-binary people in the film industries, and you know, get to know more people and talk about films.
It's been so good so far, and I feel like all of the conversations we've had, I don't know about you, but I personally have been thinking about them ever since we recorded them, because they've been so enriching and so heavy with like intentionality and passion. So I'm very excited that we're both here now and getting this started so that we can share it with the world.
Yes.
It's gonna be so good.
Yes.
It's gonna be so, so good. And to close this pilot episode, we would like to let you all know that we are on Instagram under the handle at changingtheframe.podcast. In our profile, you can find out about when new episodes will be released, browse through our media recommendations, and can even get in touch to let us know what you think, or to redirect our attention to other trans and non-binary creatives in the film industry that we could interview. We would love to hear from you.